As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, a frog in my throat, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Friday, July the 17th, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Long week this week. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got a little news, not much today. Hard facts, certainly lots of that. We're going to hit the books hard and heavy, and maybe we'll even talk about some solutions. Of course, you know, most of those solutions are going to be political. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. I don't know whether we're going to have much freedom in America if things continue on the same track that they're on right now, but nevertheless, Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air this morning. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Really do have a lot on my mind this morning. But of course, your calls will be welcome. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647, Exeter, Mo. 65647, that's Box 96. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. These are micro broadcasters, folks. We could use more micro broadcasters. I could certainly use a micro broadcasting system set up right here beside me. Would love to have it. Would love to have it. So, been thinking about that and have to reorganize finances and see if we can't just happen to add a little micro broadcaster right here to my radio rack sitting right beside me. That would be so wonderful to look over there and know that I'm broadcasting out into my neighborhoods all around. I'll circle around my place. I'd have the whole shooting match right here. Wouldn't it be nice? Local community radio might be able to pull it all together for around a grand or somewhere in that vicinity. Setting aside $100 a month, let's see, 10 months, should have it before Christmas. Well, maybe that would be a nice Christmas gift I could give my community, a little truth radio coming to them Oracle style. Anyway, so many things on my mind this morning. Had a lot on my mind last night. I've been listening to Lee Rogers' broadcast. He's talking about the upcoming next Monday. It'll be the 40th anniversary of the famed landing on the moon. NASA's work went into my encyclopedias, went diving through a lot of stuff, went in, started digging and rummaging through boxes. I've got quite a bit of material on that. It didn't set right with me when it went down, and has never set right with me since I started doing research. Just doesn't seem to me that we're able to do what they said we did. But I'll report all about that on Monday. Today we're going to talk about climate, we're going to talk about air, we're going to talk about climate change, but from a little bit different direction. I'm not going to bore you to death with all of the details of the climate change bill. It's such a bunch of specious nonsense. Instead, we're going to go into the encyclopedias and dictionaries and play around a little bit. Of course, we take your calls. If you want to get involved in the conversation, feel free to just call in, kind of like having an open mind, open line Friday here. Talking about climate and whatever maybe else is on your mind. So look at the markets today. There's very little news out there. I spent a better part of an hour and a half this morning looking at and reading news articles on various different places. And, you know, the stuff just all looks like a regurgitorium again today to me. So anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a sip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Sip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. I've got good news, I think. Hard facts, certainly that, and workable solutions. You know, we can hope for solutions. Anyway, went up on the internet this morning early, looking at a lot of articles. Didn't see things that I really wanted to print out. You know, it's expensive. I really didn't want to just do a tremendous amount of manipulations and bringing up my computers on various and sundry places either. So one of the articles that caught my mind early this morning was the way that the Republican Party is softening on the nomination of Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. You know, she's 55 years old, and these are appointments for life. If they go with her as a Supreme Court justice, we could be dealing with her for the next 30 years. I really hope that the, not that I have a lot of hope in the Republican Party, but certainly would have a lot of, would like to anticipate that the Republican Party would vote against this woman as a judge, Supreme Court judge, you know, but the article went on and talked about how they were softening on all of these various and sundry things. I guess they're going to forgive her for her racist and anti-male hate speech, you know, that she puts out, you know, wants to castrate all the white males, you know, that sort of stuff. Member of the La Raza, the race, you know. Her racist bimbo that has absolutely zero place on the Supreme Court. I don't know. dredging up the bottom of the barrel here, I think, with this Sotomayor. Anyway, nevertheless, there was that. And there were lots of other articles out there. There's talk about various and sundry things happening around the world in the automotive industry. There's mining news out there. Up in Mongolia, there's a big copper and gold rich area that they want to get involved with. They're going to Japan. They're looking for $5 billion a year from Japan. A whole bunch of stuff out there. But it really, the markets are just kind of stagnant and quiet, as if they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. There's something, you know, in the air. There might be something in the water. There's something in the air. It's not carbon either. We're going to talk about that. There's something in the air. There's something that is keeping everything real quiet and easy. Let's just go into the market reports to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. For Friday, July the 17th, 2009, as of active trading as of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, this is what I found. Gold was trading off $2.10 at $934.90, so right in there at the $935 range. You know, that's 65 bucks below where it was the high so far for this year, right around 1,000 earlier in the year. It's not bad. $65, we can make a move like that in 2 days. But nevertheless, there's been a real strong desire to keep the price of gold down on the other side of the 950 level rather than on the upper side of the 950 level as the world global financial elite try and figure out what they're going to do, how they're going to come out of this particular dilemma that they find themselves in. But anyway, gold was off this morning $2.10 at $934.90. Silver was off 11 cents, trading at $13.18. We've had silver up almost $20, up to almost $20. And it may even have gone over $20 for a day or two a while back, maybe last year sometime. So we're off quite a bit there, $7 off. I saw an article in the on the web this morning about how the gold to silver ratio was, you know, extreme or something like that. Nonsense. Absolute garbage. It's been the same 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, right in that range, the gold to silver ratio. How many ounces of silver it takes to buy an ounce of gold? It's been right in that same place for a long time. Where would an article like that come from, and how would anyone justify writing it? Anyway, saw that one up there. The platinum today is up a buck to $1,162. Platinum is far more scarce. It takes a lot more, many more tons of ore extracted out of the ground to get an ounce of platinum than it does to get an ounce of gold. At the end of the day, it takes a lot more work, a lot more energy, a lot more expended energy to bring that platinum on, and yet it's up a dollar. You know, that's almost insignificant, you know, for platinum. Usually it takes $20 and $30 jumps, $18, $20, you know, you hear it every day here. Palladium drops a dollar, trading at $245 an ounce. Talk about old palladium, you know, it's an industrial metal, yeah. It's used in the catalytic converters and automobiles, yeah, there's lots to that. You know, a year ago or something like that, we were hearing about people coming out from their shopping spree at the box stores only to find that somebody had come along and helped themselves with the catalytic converter under their car because they could salvage sell it for the palladium value and, you know, pick up a lot of do-re-mi. I don't know how much palladium is actually in a catalytic converter, but I probably couldn't find a catalytic converter if there were several of them laying on my lawn, wouldn't know what they were. I like to have vehicles that were made before catalytic converters were installed on them. I have a 61 Chevrolet truck that's just about as plain Jane and vanilla as you can get. Certainly doesn't have a catalytic converter on it. It doesn't need one either, by the way. And the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, here's another indicator, 931.10 for a low, 938.70 for a high. And we're talking $6 and change there, $7 and change. Very, very, very tight band, lows and highs. And yet they were talking, you know, you could have gone in and pulled out and, you know, downloaded and printed out any number of articles about how gold does this and gold does that today. Actually, gold's not doing really much of anything today. As you can see, it's off $2.10. But apparently, like I have said many times before, news must be sold either by the word, by the comma, by the period, by the clause, by the paragraph, or something. Because every day, the internet's just loaded with this news. News. Public notice. Anyhow, at $934.90, gold is trading off $20.60 year to year. What does that mean? If you'd have bought gold a year ago, it would have been $954, $955, or thereabouts. So there's been a decline of 2.15% in the price of gold year to year. And, of course, we've had a lot of inflation going on. The price of everything seems to be going up. So if you just use the numbers, you'll see about a 2.15% loss, if you would, if you were to sell your gold today. Of course, if you bought gold a year ago at $955 and you sold it today and took a $20 loss, you should probably, sit down and revisit your investment strategies. But sometimes that's the way people do it. They buy things at the highest price, and then they sell it at the lowest price, and they lose their money, and they wring their handkerchiefs. The London gold fix this morning, 934.50. Look at the relationship between what they set the gold fix at 934.50, and what it was trading for at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 934.90. 40 cents difference between what they set the price for in London and what it was trading for in New York. That's not always that tight. And I find it being within 40 cents of the London gold fix rather more than just an anomaly. We'll be back on the other side. We'll talk about the crude, USDX, and the foreign exchange rate. Stay right there. Be right back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
In this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a roller coaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus, or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we are back once again. Once again, we have returned. And then let's go into the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones, and the S&P. You know, we look at the stocks and bonds, equities market. I don't do the futures market here. I don't report on what's happening in Asia. Just the equities, folks, just the facts, just as they really are. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday, 96 points, trading at 8,712. You know, you run the charts on that and see how much, you know, how much it's fallen in the past 12 months. You can get an idea for why these markets are rather stagnant right now. The NASDAQ up 22 points. You know, it's almost nothing. But if you look at the chart, it went up 22 points. It closed yesterday at 1885. Again, if you look at the charts, I'm not a chartist or a wavist. I'm not an economist. I just report this stuff to you. I don't have anything to sell. I don't sell bonds. I don't own any bonds. I don't own any stocks. I don't have any mortgages going or nothing. I just put this information out for you without the spin so that you can keep your finger on the pulse and encourage you to keep your eyes on the economy right now as things are going to slide. They're sliding sideways right now, but are they going to slide right off the plate? I don't know. But this NASDAQ was up 22 points, closed at 1885. The Standard & Poor's 500. Now, these, when a company doesn't do well, they're delisted. You know, so these indicators are kind of a reflection of, you know, the church of what's happening today, so to speak. But if instead of delisting, they just left these rotten apples in the barrel, we'd be able to see just how rotten this whole barrel of apples is, but they don't. They just swap out one failed company and bring in a more successful company so that overall things look halfway cheery. But if you look at the charts, you'll see that the way that they open and then the way that they close, they always seem to rebound, even though they might go much lower, much higher and during the day. They always seem to rebound and reset just real close and tight right now to where they opened. What's up with all of that? How does that happen? How could you have a wide swing, let's say, in the price of gold one day and then have it close within a few pennies of where it opened? Same thing with the stocks. The Standard & Poor's closed up 8 points yesterday at 941, even though it went many other places during the day. The crude oil, again, what is with the news? I can pull out articles from that I've read on the air here from the last couple of months where earlier in the months, we were talking about all of the pundits were forecasting $90 oil by the end of the summer. Today on Bloomberg, you can go up and find it for yourself. There's an article there talking about the price of oil plummeting to $20 a barrel. What, do we got a different Ouija board working, or we got a different crystal ball this morning? Lost our Windex, can't quite see into the ball? I don't know. But it's curious to me. But crude oil is down 37 cents, trading at $61.65 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index, what's with this basket of currencies? We keep hearing about it. Special drawing rights. You know, we started out so long ago with an overview or the historical background of this new international monetary order that came on with the International Monetary Fund, the Bretton Woods Agreement and all that, establishment of the World Bank. This idea of foreign exchange rates, we talked about foreign exchange. Go back and listen to the archives right here on this network. Become Vocal Local. Talk about foreign exchange, what it is, how important it is for commerce globally, But here are the U.S. dollar index. That's a basket of currencies. I created my own little basket of currencies, a more relevant basket of currencies to those of us here in the North America. But the dollar index, it's a weighted basket of currencies. It's up 33 basis points, 0.33%. That's the other way of saying it. Trading at 79.62, it's below the 80 mark. Some people are looking for 71.18 by October. That's Robert Chapman. Will it go down there? Will it drop another 8 whole points and go down to about 71.18? Possibly. What's going to happen in September? Some people are talking about a bank holiday coming. Is the market waiting for the other shoe to drop? It's certainly stagnant today so far. But let's look at the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian dollar was up 14 basis points. Yesterday, everything was up pretty high. But today, it's up 14 basis points. What's a basis point again? It's points after the decimal. So you'd express that 0.14%, 0.14%. It's up 14 basis points, trading at 90 cents against a U.S. dollar. You can buy Canadian dollars in the foreign exchange market for 90 cents. Mexican pesos up 5 basis points for 7 cents. Of course, you can't buy a peso, not that I'm aware of. Went up on the internet, tried to figure that out. What can you buy? You know, these bills that are produced. You know, I think it's a 5 peso, 5 peso is the smallest you can get. If that's the case, it'd be worth 35 cents? Hardly worth printing. Mexican pesos at 7 cents. Look at the differential between the Mexican pesos and the U.S. dollar. And the Canadian dollar, our trading partners, if you will. The Canadian dollar has almost always been, you know, within 10 or 15 cents of the U.S. dollar. Still is. Now if the U.S. DX is at 79.62, the Canadian dollar, if it were inserted in that same basket of currencies, would be less than that. The euro is $1.41. When this euro was brought on the marketplace, it was just about an inverse of where it stands today against the U.S. dollar. It has climbed dramatically against the U.S. dollar. The British pound today is $1.63. It's off 86 basis points, but it's trading at $1.63. So if you're going to buy British pounds, or if you're going to sell products made in the United States in England, and you needed to convert to British pounds to make that transaction happen, which you must do, your British pounds would be costing you $1.63 U.S. The Swiss franc. You know, had an article out here not more than a month ago. They're talking about all this trouble with the devaluation of the Swiss franc. And yet, in the foreign exchange market, we haven't even seen that reflected. No discussion of it whatsoever. Today it's trading higher than it was yesterday and earlier in the week at 93 cents U.S. So the Swiss franc and the Canadian dollar compared to the United States dollar is just about at parity. The bond markets, these bonds, why would people want to buy bonds? Well, we hear all of these bonds being sold around by the billions worth. The interest rate on a two-year bond. In other words, you put your however much money you've got into it, you buy a bond, and you're going to return a 1% return on your investment. I'm sure that's compound interest. But how could anyone possibly invest in a two-year bond unless they're idiots? A 1% return on your investment at a time when we might have as much as 12, 13, or 14% inflation? Who in their right mind, who in reason, would invest in a bond? The 10-year is no better. Could you imagine? The 10-year bond today, the interest rate they pay on that is 3.62%. You'd have to be out of your mind. Over the next 10 years, where's the U.S. dollar going to go? The 30-year bond, 4.49%. in 30 years for 4.49%, I wouldn't touch them with a stick. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, and we've returned right here once again. The number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on any of this. Starting out just kind of rambling around here a little bit on the financial news. We heard about the bonds, you know, with interest rates on the 2-year at 1%, the 10-year at 3.62, and the 30-year at 4.49. Who would want to buy one? Who would want to invest in bonds? The opposite exists in the mortgage markets. You know, on the one hand, you got the bonds, you're buying debt. On the other side, you're taking out a loan. You know, I've talked about the 15-year mortgage as being one of the better deals out there. If you have to get a mortgage at all, get that. Yeah, your payments will be a little bit more every month. But if you will look at a payment chart, I guess, or payment book. I don't know whether they do that anymore. I have a real estate calculator that computes this stuff for me so that it simplifies the process. But nevertheless, if you look at the amount of interest that you'd pay in the life of a 15-year mortgage buying a piece of property with that, as opposed to a 30-year, it's like an oof-da, you know, you want to slap your forehead. Why didn't I ever think of that? you can get it paid off in half the time for a quarter of the money. Of course, if you try and go in and get a 15-year mortgage from most of the banks out there, they will almost invariably do every struggling thing that they can to keep you from buying a 15-year mortgage, because they know full well that the 30-year mortgage is their sweetheart deal and they don't want to see you in a 15. I don't know about any of you that have ever gotten involved in buying or selling houses before, but if you can make sure that your mortgage lender understands that when you come in with a bag of shekels or dollars or whatever you've got to exchange, and you place it on the counter and you say, hey, I want to apply this against the principal of my mortgage, you want to have that principal-only payment accepted. They hate that, because then they have to recompute everything again, which takes all of about 30 seconds these days. But if you can make balloon payments, if you will, balloon payments, or pay down your principal every time you get a windfall, it can dramatically accelerate your savings in the life of a 15 or a 30-year mortgage. You're paying down the principal, so you're actually reducing your loan value. It's that usurious interest that kills you on this kind of stuff. This morning in the news, there was lots of chatter about people putting more money in their savings account these days than they have been in the past 48 months. And so people have money, those that have any leftover money at the end of the month, they're not borrowing, they're saving and not spending. And those that have enough money set aside to actually do borrow aren't. And so they're talking about needing more stimulus. They're going to have to inject more trillions into the system. Of course, the surest, as everyone has heard 1,000 times, the surest sign of insanity is when someone does the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. The last stimulus did stimulate little, except for Goldman Sachs and others, AIG. They made plenty. J.P. Morgan, others, they made plenty, but apparently we the people and the economy didn't respond to the stimulus. Well, they're thinking about doing more stimulus. It's like a cattle prod, I guess. Lots of ways of looking at that word stimulus. In the overall scheme of things, dollar-denominated assets globally are a very risky proposition right now. Here's an article off of the MineWeb website, the only one I printed out for today. Vault space shortage. Swiss banks are running out of storage space for gold bullion. Worries about the economy and the success in marketing gold ETFs has seen Swiss banks finding difficulty in meeting secure storage requirements for gold bullion. This is today's news, Friday, July 17th. Lawrence Williams was the author out of London. He says, in a note entitled No More Space for Gold Bars, Swiss news website 20 Minuten Online reports that Swiss banks are running out of secure storage space for gold bullion held by investors and institutions. Curious, huh? We think about all of this digital wealth and paper dollars, you know, you don't think about storage space. But when you get down to something tangible, storage becomes an issue. And it was the storage of gold and silver initially that led the Rothschilds into the idea of fractional reserve banking. And their idea of writing out little paper receipts for gold stored. And people liked it. It was convenient. They didn't have to wear those fancy Levi jeans with the riveted pockets to carry all their silver coins around in their pocket. They were able to just leave all of their gold in a bank someplace and exchange little receipts, coupons, promises to pay. But anyway, they're going back to the same sort of a thing here. At least this is where this article seems to be pointing. Fears of hyperinflation, the economic downturn, and the success of gold index funds, or ETFs, exchange-traded funds, which are supported by physical gold, has led to a run on precious metals investment, and in gold in particular, and in the necessary secure storage space in which to hold it. Curious. One Swiss bank earlier this year reported that it was having to relocate some of its stored silver bullion to another site to make room for gold. The Zurich Cantonal Bank put this down to the success of its gold ETFs, exchange-traded funds. You know, since I first started to listen to PAY Triot Radio on International Shortwave a dozen or more years ago, longer than that, a little Grundig pocket radio, shortwave, there's been a continuous theme out there, physical possession gold. Physical possession, gold and silver coins. You want to have it in your hand. You want to have it in a box. You want to be able to bury it in the yard. You own it. It's yours. It's something physical. It's something tangible. It seems to be the standard operating procedure for securing the and ensuring the value that you have the full value of your dollars preserved. You're not subject to bank holidays in September if something like that occurs. If you've got a lot of money sitting in a bank account and have a declare a bank holiday, look out. Like going back to Venezuela, I think they went through that routine, didn't they? All the banks are shut up and nobody can buy anything. You might want to have a little bit of gold and silver set aside just in case. I don't know, maybe puka shells would be more your style. Maybe you'd like to have something else, some glass beads, some wampum. But you better find something a little bit more tangible than dollars. Continuing here, he says the website reports another Swiss investment banker despairing, quote, "We have the need to store more gold for our clients, but are finding it difficult to secure storage facilities." They have a need to store more gold for their clients in Switzerland. Swiss gold storage. Gold storage makes high demands on security, which is what is making the gold holding task more difficult. And this is important. Few banks will divulge exactly where their gold is stored for security reasons. You know, one of the things I've been saying about these exchange-traded funds in gold, ETFs, is that you can buy and sell gold on the internet, or perhaps even by telephone, but no gold or silver ever trades hands. You have a similitude of gold in that you have somebody's promise that you've bought it, but you don't have it. This article may be a lead into the understanding that because of the difficulty of storing gold and the importance of having secure sites, even if you were heavily invested in one of these exchange-traded funds and wanted to have your gold or see your gold, that wouldn't be possible for you. That could be a real problem. It would be just like a bank holiday all the time, but only now it's involving your gold. Anyway, we'll pick it up there on the other side. I'd really like to get into climate, and that's what we'll do after this break.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations,
more secretive than the Bilderberg Group. The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order. Have your house payments skyrocketed on an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Okay, we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Yeah, I am kind of just all around the place today, kind of just very pensive. Lots of things going on. Lots of things going on. There's no doubt about it. And part of the thing that's kind of got me is looking at all of this various news. I've kind of insulated myself from all of this news over the years. It wasn't until I got on. In fact, it wasn't really until Christmas last, December the 25th or 6th, because I kind of got a terrible fever, went out and had Christmas supper with some friends and came home and I was just on fire. I was dying. Felt like I was having a heart attack and all kinds of things. I don't know what I snuffed up on the little drive over there and back, but when I came home, I wished I'd never left. But nevertheless, the next day, I was so out of it that I just started doing these market reports and pulling down news articles and printing them out. It was just a lot easier to do that than it was to think. And that's kind of what it is, just kind of an unthinking regurgitation of the stuff that we come up with as far as what is news. But having continued that now for several months, my opinion of news hasn't really changed. But nevertheless, it is out there. And we do need to pay attention to what's going on. And by paying attention to the things that are going on, we might be able to understand or what is coming on us and at us, even if we're not doing anything to stop it, apparently. I suppose people are just very happy with this, and they like it. I find it really not only just distressing, but to think that we're going to go ahead and allow this Barry the Usurper to continue usurping the office of president, and then we'll allow the Democrats and the Republicans to rewrite the future for us. There's various and sundry legislation that's coming down the pike. You know, I'm glad I'm not 20 years old. I'm glad I'm not 18 years old. I wouldn't want to have the rest of my life looking forward into this insanity that's being developed around us. But at the same time, out of empathy, if nothing else, I feel it's important enough to come out and say, whoa, grab hold of those reins, you know. Get your hand on the brake or your foot, depending on which kind of a wagon you're riding in. Get this wagon to stop. Like a locomotive going out across the plains of Kansas, Dorothy. Big old steam locomotive comes into Galena or someplace and comes to a stop, and they take on more water and they put in more wood, and the old boy that pulls up and down the water spout that comes from the water tank overhead there is a little slow on the draw, and the water spigot grazes the screen inside of the smokestack, and the locomotive chugs out of town throwing sparks all over the place. It's kind of like what we've got going on here in the United States right now. And as this locomotive chugs out across Kansas, throwing out a spew of sparks, all the townsfolk come rushing out, you know, with their blankets and their shovels, trying to put out this grass fire that's going along behind, starting up along behind this train. And it's going to take some young person with enough sense in their head to recognize it. Instead of standing around with your shovel and stamping out these little embers and flogging it with a blanket or something, some young person needs to be smart enough to rush over to the telegraph office and put a dime up on there and say, hey, wire ahead of the train and tell them to stop that train. Apparently, we don't have any intelligence in the older generations. No one wants to stop the train. We're just letting this train run right on across Kansas, putting a brush fire out behind it all the way. And I find that really unusual. Hopefully, we can get on the telegraph today and tell them to stop this train. This train of abuse has got to have to cease. Anyway, we've been hearing a lot about climate change, H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. What is climate? What is climate change? What's that all about? You can go into the dictionary. I like to always start in a dictionary. Let's just find out a little bit about what climate is according to a dictionary. There's three different senses here listed in the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language. This is one of my big ones, hardbound, published 2 years ago. This was put out originally in 1969 and last in 1971, and it says climate is a noun. And in the first sense, which is really the only one that really means anything to us for this particular discussion, in the first sense of the meaning of the word climate, it says the meteorological conditions, including temperature, precipitation, and wind that characteristically prevail in a particular region. It's the temperature, the precipitation, and the wind that characteristically prevail in a given region. And that's about all there is to it. And yet we're rewriting the course of history on this climate change stuff. Find out a little bit more from the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 7. This was published back in 1951, the edition that I have here, copyrighted in 1951. But these articles begin in 1927, 1929, 1931, 32, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 40, all the way up to 1951. And a lot of these articles are the original 1929 articles. That's the way it goes when you build up an encyclopedia. You don't always have something new to say, so why say something new if you didn't need to? And a lot of these articles are all the way back into the 20s. It's one of the reasons why I like to collect these old sets of encyclopedias, because they give us windows of opportunity to visit the mindset of people that were writing when they still oft times wrote honestly. men that were educated in the late 1800s as opposed to the post-1933 world, the post-Franklin Delano Roosevelt world, the post-Federal Reserve banking system world, the post-1913 era, the post-1929 depression world. Back in the times when people were still people, Americans were still Americans, that old rugged individualism still prevailed. Pilgrim. And this article is titled Climate. Starts off like this. It really has a Greek root in it, a slope or an inclination. But climate, the term, was used to denote the effect of the oblique rays of the sun on the temperature of the earth and its atmosphere. The oblique rays of the sun. We can talk about obliquity and oblique. Has to do, you see, with the sun. It has to do with the sun, not with man, his son, all that nonsense. Today, it is applied to the sum of the atmospheric conditions as recorded for a long period of time, or in other words, it is the totality of weather, while, quote-unquote, weather is the physical condition of the atmosphere at a given time or during a limited period. There's a lot to this. This is a rather lengthy article. And we'll go where we can go in the next hour and find out more about climate, things that we can find from simple common sources without necessarily resorting to experts say, without getting involved with the science community. Science. Depends on who the foundation is that's putting together the money. It depends on what corporation is paying for the research as to what the scientists say, the experts said. We'll stick with some authors here instead. One may well speak of the weather today or of last month or of some past year, but not of the climate of a day, a month, or a year. See, there's a difference between weather changes, weather modification, and climate. The two terms are not interchangeable. The climate of a place is what may be expected to occur as the result of a study of its continuous weather records for a long period of years. Perhaps in the next hour I'll play a piece from a video that'll give us a little bit more insight as well. We'll see if I can pull that off. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side for hour number two.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days. She didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. 1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. As we begin the second hour of today's broadcast, we come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts, and I've got a lot of books open in front of me, a whole stacks of encyclopedias and dictionaries and things. In the first hour, I talked far longer than I anticipated about the economy right now. Kind of feeling in a pensive and reflective mood. Lots of things discussed this week. So much. I enjoy the conversations we've had with Vicki Davis, and I enjoyed that opportunity to talk with Angela Basham as well about the pending petition drive. It's not pending, it's in process. The petition drive to repeal the personal and the real property taxes out of the state of Missouri. If we can achieve that in this state, it'll be a landmark victory in this time period. It'll be another opportunity for the people of Missouri to get one more jackboot off their throats. It's also going to be another strong message to this corrupt, fascistic government system that we have, that we've had enough, and we're not kidding about it. And so I hope this will be successful, and I'll do what I can to continue to promote it. But I had a lot of discussion this week. And as I mentioned in the first hour, of having listened to Lee Rogers, at least his first hour at night, I don't have the opportunity to listen to the full broadcast because I need to get to bed. I need to retire early in order to get up early to do this broadcast. So I miss one of my favorite broadcasters each night, but Lee's been on this idea of the 40th anniversary of the moonshot, the moon landing. And I've been back in all of my, I've got so much. I think on Monday I'll do a moonshot talk just in support of what Lee's been doing and in recognition that it is the day that they celebrate the 40th anniversary of the landing on the moon. Brother, somebody's been drinking the Kool-Aid and they've been wearing their sunglasses too long. But anyway, we'll definitely get into that. But in that process, and in the face of this H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, going back and looking at things that have to do with climate and climate change and carbon credits and carbon dioxide and all of the rest of that, it stirred me to go away from the books that I was reading and dive back into my rather wide assortment of encyclopedias and start reviewing some of these articles, and I'm learning a lot more about climate than I ever thought I could or would or should. Maybe some of this will be useful for you as well. The climate of a place is what may be expected to occur as a result of a study of its continuous weather records for a long period of years. The atmospheric pressure, the temperature, the rainfall and snowfall, the time and frequency of frost, the extremes of heat and cold, the direction and velocity of the wind, the amount of air that flows from the different points of the compass, the amount and intensity of sunshine and humidity and transparency of the atmosphere and its electrification. You'll notice in all of that, it had nothing to say about wood stoves. It didn't have anything to say about burping or farting cows. It had nothing to do with the burning of fossil fuels or coal. Not at all. It's much bigger than that. The study of the causes of the weather and of the laws of storms constitutes that branch of science, not public relations, Mr. Gore, science, known as meteorology, and we'll pick it up right there on the other side. Stay with us.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
In this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a roller coaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus, or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as we saw going into the break there, and once again, this is the Friday, July the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're starting our second hour here for those affiliate stations and micros that were away at their top-of-the-hour news break. Again, my name is William Roberts. We've got Encyclopedia Americana open here. This is originally published, the first edition was in 1929. This edition is in 1951. As I mentioned in the earlier segments, a lot of the information in this set of encyclopedias antedates the 1951 copyright by many, many years, sometimes 20 or 30 years. Some of these articles are very old. And so I like to go to this particular set of encyclopedias. It was one of those yard sale. Actually, it was a flea market find. This set of encyclopedias and an armload of other books and textbooks and political science books and math books and dictionaries came home to me in a box, several boxes actually, filling up the front seat of my truck for less than $20. keep your eyes peeled when you're out and about, folks. The resources are abundant for those that have eyes to see and a little few shekels in your pocket. You certainly don't have to go into debt for thousands and thousands of dollars to develop a strong enough library to do an entire home schooling program for your children or an adult continuing an adult education system for yourself. In addition to that, having access to these kinds of materials help you to verify and vet out some of the stuff you find on the internet. Of course, with the internet and with internet access, you can go back and find some of these old books and PDF files, I guess, downloadables. You can also go to the Wikipedia and various and sundry others, and from some of the articles that I've read up on that, there is some benefit to it. So any way you approach this knowledge acquisition process, do so. When we're asked to accept various and sundry things like moonshots, moon landings, global climate change, and man-made global warming and peak oil, it's time for us to do our homework. It's something that seems to be more of a rarity in America these days than the prevailing principle or practice. Nevertheless, as we go through these various articles that I bring out on the air, it'd be handy to have either a notepad open in your browser or beside your browser, or a notepad and a pen and a pencil, that old Luddite formal thing of writing. Having a notepad by your radio where you listen so that you can take notes. Why? Well, so many of the things that I bring out here, I'll emphasize key words throughout these various articles and encyclopedias and books that I read. Do you? Right here on air? Wasn't that old-fashioned? But they're like hot links. They're places that you can then go and study. You can go see and go study more. And that's one of the reasons why I like to start in a dictionary and then go to the encyclopedia. Because it paves the way, it opens the road, it plows the ground for further study. It's not the end-all, be-all. It's just the beginning of study. And apparently most of the people that are out there driving policy today have failed to do their basic homework. They don't understand, and because they don't understand what climate is and have never bothered to look it up, they're willing to pass on these various and sundry initiatives just simply to pay lip service to the various and sundry corporations that have made it possible for them to be in office through their donations and the contributions. But we see this companionship here between climatology, which is considered as a subdivision of meteorology. So you would want to talk to a meteorologist if you want to find out a little bit about climate, and then you can go to a climatologist if you really want to get down to the brass tacks. Climates, the article continues, may be broadly divided into marine, continental, mountain, and plain, with many variations produced as these conditions gradually or precipitately shade off the one and into the other. To use the globalist new phrase now, this one size fits all, we came across it in the writings yesterday from the Council on Foreign Relations, and we have certainly heard it from Texas Governor Rick Perry in reference to other things. This one size fits all. There is no one size fits all when it comes to climate change, and it certainly isn't cow farts. It has to do with marine, continental, mountain, and plains, and the way that they shade off or whether that they blend and they work against one another to produce the overall climate picture of the planet and in regions. Continues here, and this is in a subhead called the basis of climate. If the axis of the earth, now just stay with me, if the axis of the earth's rotation were perpendicular to its ecliptic, or the plane of the orbit, there would be no seasonal changes. Again, if the axis of the Earth's rotations were perpendicular to the ecliptic or the plane of its orbit, there would be no seasonal changes. For the rays of the sun would fall upon every point on a parallel of latitude with the same angle of incidence on each day of the year. Notice we didn't start out here that if there was no industrialization and if the human population was reduced to 500 million, there would be no climate change. No, that's not how the article started off. It starts off from a scientific footing, and it relates the relationship between the axis of the Earth and its rotation in its ecliptic to the sun and to the rays of the sun. Continuing, there would be but one season at any place, and it would never end. And there would be little variation in the intensity of storms. But as the axis of the Earth is inclined at an angle of 23.5 degrees to the plane of its orbit, and as the direction towards which it points remains nearly constant, there are but 2 days in each year when both hemispheres, north and south, are exactly one half in sunshine and one half in darkness. That is, at the vernal and at the autumnal equinoxes, when the sun crosses the equator. Now, if you want to get into mystery religions and all of that stuff, and all of the priesthood, and Pythagoras and all the rest of those guys, here's an excellent place to begin. Because knowing this gives you a heads up or a window to climate and climate change and equinoxes and things like that, natural phenomena. And boy, have the churches made hay with that. At all other times in each hemisphere, the angle at which the sun's rays strike the earth, the depth of the air through which they pass, the length of the day, and the proportions of each hemisphere immersed in sunlight are increasing or decreasing. Pick it up right there. Interesting stuff, a little heady for today, but a good way to close the week. Stay with me.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, and we're joined by our very special friend from down under, our late night listener, early morning for me, Sean from Australia. Sean, how are you doing this morning, my friend?
Doing very well, thanks, Will. You were talking about the axis of the Earth, and I just had to butt in there. Also, the way the Earth works is just like a spinning top. If you take a spinning top and you spin it, it starts to slow down, and then it starts to wobble. So therefore, as the Earth is slowing down over the thousands of years, the millions of years, what happens is it's starting to wobble. So, of course, climate change is going to come with that as well. The sun is going to be located in a different place over these millions of years. And this is why we experience the climate change we have at the present time.
Well, there could certainly be something to that. I'm not confident that we're having really a lot of climate change, you know. But all of the factors that I can see, Sean, all of this research that I've been doing over the last couple of weeks, ever since this H.R. 2454 got passed out of Congress, so to speak, all point towards natural phenomena, things that are happening, things that recur, all and the Earth's axis, wobbling on the axis, you know, this 23.5, it drifts around. We've had not just once, but perhaps more than once, where we've had substantial pole shifts, you know. So if we go back into, if we have a substantial pole shift and the North Pole and the South Pole find themselves in different positions, folks, we're going to see just a lot more than a little bit of climate change. But again, it doesn't have anything to do with cow farts or your farts or my farts or how many cans of carbonated beverages we open, how many times we pop a top off of a nice lager beer. It has nothing to do with it.
Totally agreed with that, Will. And the reason you don't see the climate change is because in your lifetime and my lifetime and our children's 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 lifetimes, they're not going to see it either. It's because the Earth's axis, as it slows down, it just can't be seen because it's going to have it's going to happen over thousands of years. So we will not see it. Our children's 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 children won't see it. But the thing is, it is happening, and slowly the climate will change. But like you said, it's not due to cow farts. It's not due to us cracking one off once in a while, if you will. It's got nothing to do with that. It's even got nothing to do with the car carbon emissions, if you will. So yeah, it's just all a play on the mind to keep us occupied with something else while the higher elite, if you will, get to do what they want to do.
Well, I've got a DVD, and I don't know, I could play it. I don't know how it would go across out over the airwaves. It's called The Unstoppable Solar Cycles, The Real Story of Greenland. It's an excellent little 10-minute presentation. But in that presentation, it shows how Greenland, when it was originally occupied, when it was Leif Erikson and the Norse folk, moved there, it was a green and fertile place, but over just a very short period of time, it was about 400 years, it turned into basically an ice chunk, you know. Most all of Greenland is ice down and frozen over many, many feet thick. So we can see that, you know, in 400 years or so, 200, 300 years, things like that can happen. But it is gradual. It's extremely gradual. But again, it didn't have anything to do with the how vigorous their animals were or what their lifestyle was like or whether they had wood stoves burning or even if they were burning coal. It's just something that the planet does. And we, the people, need to be intelligent enough to realize that this is just natural process at work.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, I mean, there's a big part of the media that are saying, or actually it's science that are saying, we've got global warming coming and global cooling coming. I mean, there's certain science that have recently come out saying that the east of the Antarctic is actually getting colder, and I'm pretty sure it was the west of the Antarctic that is actually getting warmer. So while one is melting, the other is freezing, so on and so forth. And Will, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that about the Earth's axis, and great show as usual.
Well, thanks a lot for calling in, Sean. I always appreciate hearing from you and getting your chats. They're great. Okay, well, there he goes, Sean in Australia. He's up very late at night to listen to this early morning broadcast, but we do live on a big planet. There's a lot out there, and we have a lot of intelligent folk all around. You know, Sean has a broadcast, too. His company, Three's Aloud, on Sunday night. It comes on 11 o'clock Central Time and runs until, I think, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Goodness, on a Sunday night, I'm trying to get to bed by 10 so I can get up early on Monday morning, so I don't have a chance to listen to his live broadcast, but I have gone back and enjoyed several of his archive copies, especially the time with Jimmy X. You know, we always like to talk to Jimmy up there that, in Buffalo, New York, micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York. But let's get back into this article here. And yes, indeed, we are looking at the axis of the Earth as being part of all of this, one of the things that causes climate change on the planet. At other times in each hemisphere, and of course, Sean is in the southern hemisphere. We're in the northern hemisphere. At other times in each hemisphere, the angle at which the sun's rays strike the earth and the depth of the air through which they pass, the length of the day, and the proportions of each hemisphere immersed in sunlight are increasing or decreasing. And that is a very important aspect that was thrown in there. And they're going to go into it in great detail. We won't hear. Don't have the time. And it would be difficult to put it out as radio fodder. But as the angle of the Earth or the angle of the sun differs to the surface of the Earth, as that angle changes, the sun's rays, if you will, have to penetrate more and more atmosphere. Now, it's a very narrow band of atmosphere anyway, but it has to penetrate more and more, you know, depth of atmosphere, and that in itself changes climate right where you are. So, continuing, as the two latter conditions increase in the northern hemispheres after the vernal equinox, the summer grows upon us, reaching its greatest degree of heat about 4 weeks after the summer solstice. And then it continues, and it builds it through the four different seasons that we recognize. Here's another bit, under a subhead, variations in climate. If the Earth were all water, or all land, and if the Earth were everywhere the same elevation, most of the factors that cause variations in climates, often considerable for regions closely contiguous, would be eliminated from the equation. All smooth Earth, like a glass ball, actually it's the way that the Earth actually is, the highest point being considered, the top of Mount Everest, if you will, and there might be UK2 or something, might be a little higher, and the very lowest point at the bottom of the Mariana Trench, is it? You take those two elevations, the highest point that we know of, the lowest point that's been recorded, and then you factor that into the diameter of the Earth, or the radius of the Earth, or the diameter, and make a ratio of that. I've read, though I've never proved this myself, but I've read that if you were to make a table size model, much like the globes that you might see in school and in a library or in some one's home that has the wealth enough to buy a nice globe like that. If you were to build one, make one accurately, it would have to be highly polished. In other words, the variations are so slight that it is almost an absolutely polished ball floating in space. If you follow the scale of the creator there. But as it were, and as it exists, there are variations, and those variations in the elevations of the Earth also add substantially to one. Pick it up there on the other side. Stay with me.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for almost 2 years, I've researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order. Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return once again, just going through an article here out of an encyclopedia. Isn't that a novel concept? A place to start, a dictionary and an encyclopedia. Trying to come to some understandings of all of this climate nonsense. But here we see once again, if the earth were all water or all land, and if the land were everywhere of the same elevations, most of the factors that cause variation in climates, often considerable for regions closely contiguous, would be eliminated from the equation. In other words, zero climate change. Every point on the same parallel of latitude would have the same mean annual temperature and the same average heat in the summer and the same average cold in winter. New York and London, separated by 11 degrees of latitude, would not, as now, have about the same mean annual temperature. If it were all water, there would be no such extremes of heat and cold as we now know. If it was all water. Why? Jump up a little bit in the article. The great capacity of water for heat and the slowness with which it radiates the same modifies seasonal extremes that otherwise would be much greater. Water plays into this. How much of the Earth's surface is covered by ocean? The oceans have a lot to do with this climate change. As does the land masses, as does the terrain. The varying elevations as you step away from the seashore and get above the mean high water and start walking and gaining elevation as you move away from the coast lines. All the anomalies of climates are caused by the different specific heat capacities of land and water. There, different powers of conduction and radiation. Also thrown into this is the insolation, not insulation, but insolation of the atmosphere. Dropping down a little bit further, it is germane to a proper understanding of climate to know something in detail of the manner in which air is heated. At 100 or 200 miles above the Earth's surface, there is only the hypothetical ether. Again, now this was written some time ago, and they still use the terminology hypothetical ether. I could jump out of this article and into another encyclopedia, the World Book Encyclopedia, written much later. This was published in 1968, prior to landing on the moon, but certainly well within the scope of space exploration, that time period. We'll talk more about this particular set of encyclopedias research on Monday coming. But here, in an article titled Air, they have this to say. Air surrounds the Earth just above the land and the sea. It is often called the atmosphere. Air seems like nothing, but it is really several gases mixed together. Without air, there could be no living plants or animals on the Earth. You are breathing air this very minute. You must breathe air to live. People have stayed alive more than a month without food and more than a week without water. But a person can live only about 10 minutes without air. I wanted to give this to you, both of these, like that. You've heard me talk about the deliberate dumbing down of America, Charlotte Isserby's book. This is a new type of writing style that came out in the 60s. In this other encyclopedia, it's real heady and lofty writing. This is the writing of people educated in the last part of the 19th century, in the late 1800s and the very early 1900s. This other encyclopedia by the Field Enterprises, the World Book Encyclopedia, this encyclopedia is written in dumbed-down speak. The sentences throughout this entire set of encyclopedia are very short, few conjunctions, few subsidiary clauses, if you will. Nevertheless, it still reveals a lot of information. It just presents it in a dumbed-down way, a very simplistic language style for people who are becoming less intelligent. You might be informed, but you may not be as intelligent. But it's revealing in that they still can't get away from certain truths. A very interesting drawing. There's lots of there was a whole new thing coming on at this particular time. Back in this 1951 Encyclopedia Americana, there are fantastic etchings engravings. You've seen them in old encyclopedias, perhaps. It was these fantastic etchings, engravings in the 1952 Encyclopedia Britannica that I grew up with in our home that made me want to be a draftsman so badly. I really, really wanted to learn how to draw that well. I like to do mechanical drawing. I love it. It's different than trying to sit down and draw a horse. It's a very precise way of drawing, with drawing instruments and things like that. And I got quite good at it. But in the more modern encyclopedias, they're loaded with pictographs and charts and photographs and renderings. Don't have quite the same category or caliber, but they do provide filler where the words are absent. But in this one, it's a very interesting article on air. The air or the atmosphere surrounds the earth. Scientists divide it into several layers, from the lowest to the highest. These are the troposphere, the stratosphere, the ionosphere, and the exosphere. One that's missing in this list is one that has been very conveniently removed from these lists, and that is the thermosphere. But in earlier texts, it was discussed. It basically has been replaced with the exosphere. But whenever we talk about the idea of space travel, understand this from the earliest times, and certainly from the 1960s, it has been a well-established fact that near the upper level or the upper area of the ionosphere, at about 300 miles above the Earth's surface, the temperatures start to get much hotter and hotter and hotter. And the temperatures rise easily above 1500 and into the 2000 degree Fahrenheit range. The exosphere, the uppermost layer of the atmosphere, contains almost no air molecules. And the temperature of the air increases steadily through the ionosphere to the lower limits of the exosphere, and it's about 300 miles above the Earth. It's running someplace between 1500 and 2000 degrees. How much heat has to be developed in your cutting torch or a carbon arc torch to cut through a chunk of steel and bring down the World Trade Center's buildings? Have you ever looked into that? Do you have a welding book around someplace? Are you a hobby welder? Remember when we heard originally about the trip to the moon where they had to keep the space capsule revolving so that it would constantly warm itself and that the astronauts wouldn't be so cold, they wouldn't have to have their jammies and their thermal underwear tucked up right under their chin. On the contrary, it's like being inside of a microwave oven. Most everything that happens in quote-unquote space happens in a very near-Earth orbit. At the top of the stratosphere, it's about minus 90 degrees Fahrenheit. It does get warmer as you go above that, and almost everything that was done in space has been done at about 100 miles up, because at that area, in that range, the temperatures go from minus 90 back up into the 30 to 40 degrees range again, where a common heating and cooling systems will work in your jet aircraft that are flying about up there. And in space travel, if you will, the space station. You wouldn't want to intentionally set a space station into orbit at a level of about 300 miles out from the surface of the Earth, because you'd be dealing with temperatures somewhere between 1500 to 2000 degrees Fahrenheit. Try putting your computer in an oven at 1500 degrees, and how long would your circuit board last? We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
All right, so we're back once again in the last segment of today's broadcast. There's just a thousand places we can go in all of this. I've got books opened up all around me. We're not going to get to 99% of them. Only cutting a little bit out of a couple of articles here. Here's another one, interesting note back out of the Encyclopedia Americana. The raising of the thermometer shelter at the New York City Observatory from an elevation of 150 feet above street level to an elevation of 300 feet has caused an apparent lowering of the mean annual temperature of 2.5 degrees. Interesting, isn't it? 2.5 degrees Celsius is what they talk about as the cap-and-trade jobby. But just lifting the thermometer up 150 feet, you can change the mean temperature by 2.5 degrees. I guess it all depends on where you hold your thermometer. Maybe we could find a hot air balloon and let Al Gore and Maurice Strong go up in their hot air balloon with all their hot air climate change and all of their hot air specious science, and they could hold their thermometer at whatever elevation they felt most comfortable with. Leave us alone. Anyway, the article is just very, in the Americana is just involved. It's really complex. It goes on and on. And the contrary article here in the World Book Encyclopedia, and I'm not saying that I don't refer to the World Book Encyclopedia. There's a lot of good information in it, but it's just obviously written, A, for a younger audience, and B, in a dumbed-down way. But they have a little chart here that lists or shows, depicts the amounts of gases in dry air percent by volume. And air, the air around us, is made up about 78% of nitrogen. There's about 21% of oxygen. There's argon at 0.93%. And all other gases make up about 0.7%. So mostly what we're dealing with is nitrogen and oxygen. All of the rest of them are just also-rans, if you will. And they're important. And they change from place to place around the planet. They really do. The content of the air from these articles that I've been reading, it's not made up with the same stuff everywhere. Never has been, apparently. It has to do with other things. Here's a little bit more that they get into it. They also go into some kind of goofy stuff, too. They talk about, let's go over this one, the change of climate. They do have a section here on race, how climate affects races, effect of climate on the races. It's rather interesting. Change of climate. For long, it has been the opinion of meteorologists that there has been no change in climate during the period of authentic history, that the vast changes that have occurred during geologic periods have been accomplished by slow mutations covering thousands of years before the accumulated changes were measurable and apparent. But evidence is now multiplying that these views will need to be modified. The records left by moraines, the changing shores of inland seas, and the thickness of the annual rings of the sequoia tree, which lived for several thousand years, strongly indicate that since the last glacial period, of which there have been at least several, there have occurred climatic oscillations measurable by only a few thousand years, and others whose span would come within one to several hundred years. Gradually, geologists have unraveled the skein of glacial tracings and perceived that the ice periods consisted of at least four epochs separated by interglacial epochs during which the climate became mild as at present or even milder. Then, evidence was found on the other of glacial periods farther back in geologic time, also divided into epochs. In certain regions, vast sheets of ice spread southward to the southern part of the temperate zone, while at other times tropical conditions existed as far north as Greenland, and we spoke about that earlier. I really don't want to put on a sound thing that runs 10 minutes. It's a bit long. I could go in and maybe make an Audacity file of it and get out a few choice pieces, but overall, it's a rather interesting little DVD. Again, you might Google it up and see if you can find it. It's the Unstoppable Solar Cycles, The Real Story of Greenland. It's put out by the IDEA Channel, www.ideachannel.com. IDEA, just like it sounds, the ideachannel.com. Maybe it's up on the web or YouTube or something. The DVD was given to me by a friend at one of our recent meetings. Going on a little bit further here, then they go on and talk about the effect of forests on climate. They talk about the effect of forests on floods, climate and animals, and so much more. Climate and plants. This is an interesting place. Close out on this. The factors necessary to the development of plant life are light, heat, soil, and moisture. The ideal conditions as regards these essentials do not usually obtain, or if they do, multitudes of plants seek to take possession of the region, so that there is a continuous struggle for existence in which many more plants fail than succeed. The climatic factors, heat and moisture, are combined in several ways in different parts of the globe, and these combinations give widely different vegetation. Thus, a maximum of heat and a minimum of water give desert conditions where only specially adapted plants can exist. If, on the other hand, a maximum of heat is combined with a maximum of water, the result will be vegetation such as exists only in the rainy tropics. And it goes on and on. Another part of this story has to deal with carbon and carbon dioxide. Here's a little bit. Carbon dioxide is a colorless, odorless, and slightly acid-tasting gas, and this is out of the Funk and Wagnalls Encyclopedia. This one published in 1972. Sometimes called carbonic acid, the molecule of which consists of one atom of carbon joined to two atoms of oxygen, CO2. It was called fixed air by the Scottish chemist Joseph Black, who obtained it by the decomposition of chalk and limestone and recognized that it entered into the chemical composition of these substances. Chalk and limestone. Carbon dioxide is produced in a variety of ways. One, by combustion or oxidation of materials containing carbon, such as coal, wood, oil, or foods. By the fermentation of sugars. And three, by the decomposition of carbonates under the influence of heat or acids. Commercially, carbon dioxide is recovered from kilns or gases, or kiln gases, from furnaces or kiln gases. It's recovered from fermentation processes, from reaction of carbonates with acids, from reaction of steam with natural gas, a step in the commercial production of ammonia. The carbon dioxide is purified by dissolving it in a concentrated solution of alkali. The gas is evolved and is compressed into steel cylinders. The atmosphere contains carbon dioxide in variable amounts, usually 3 to 4 parts in 10,000. It is used by green plants in the process known as photosynthesis, by which carbohydrates are manufactured. Are you frightened yet? Carbon dioxide is used in the manufacture of sodium carbonate, in other words, washing soda. It's used in sodium bicarbonate, otherwise baking soda, and basic carbonate of lead, white lead. Dissolved under a pressure of 2 to 5 atmospheres, carbon dioxide causes the effervescence in carbonated beverages. I don't see anybody championing for the elimination of the use of carbonated beverages, but every time you pop the top, you release some of this carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide does not burn and does not support ordinary combustion, and because of these properties, it's used for extinguishing fires. Seems it ought to put out the fire of carbon global warming, huh? The CO2 extinguisher is a steel cylinder filled with liquid carbon dioxide, which when released expands suddenly and causes so great a lowering of temperature that it solidifies into powdery snow. And this snow volatilizes upon the contact with the burning substance, producing a blanket of gas that cools and smothers the flame. Solid carbon dioxide, known as dry ice, is widely used as a refrigerant. Its cooling effect is almost twice that of water. Its special advantages are that it does not melt as a liquid but turns into a gas, and that it produces an inert atmosphere that reduces bacterial growth. Maybe that's why we want to get rid of the carbon, folks, to get rid of the bacterial growth. Maybe that would be a better cure than vaccines for H1N1 when the pigs fly flu. Have a great weekend. Be back on Monday.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.